made it. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, on yesterday, each and every one of us had a triple bypass. We bypassed the hospital. We bypassed the cemetery. We bypassed the morgue. That's a triple bypass, and we're still here. God has been so kind to us, and for that, we owe God a praise. It is Friday. It is the weekend, and I'm believing that all the weak things in our life will come to an end. We decree it on this day. So let's start this day by giving God the best praise we do. We can from wherever we are. Come on, let's bless them together. Father, you are awesome and mighty, and there is no failure in you, God. We lift you high in all the earth. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the God that loves us the way we are, but loves us too much to leave us this way. So, God, I thank you for your tender hand, your loving mercy. God, I thank you for your covering and your protection for all of us. God, and most of all, I pray and I thank you right now for keeping us in our right minds. The enemy desires to attack us mentally and emotionally. But God, I thank you for your keeping power, for your word that sustains us. Now, God, I pray for all those who are connected to this call, that no matter where they are, no matter when they're watching this video, that they may feel your power and that you will continue to do the great and awesome things. Heal where there's need of healing. God, lift where there is depression and give freedom, God, for those who are spiritually and emotionally bound. God, I pray these things. In your son's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, I am so excited. I got to get rolling. Listen, if you have not called to reserve your free turkey and Thanksgiving dinner for families in need, please call our church office, 770-807-HOPE. That's 770-807-HOPE. Matter of fact, I'm encouraging everybody on this call to get the Center of Hope app, the Center of Hope Ministry app. Go to your app store so you can stay connected with your boy. I want you to know what we're doing and the great things that are going on right here in Atlanta. Restoration Tabernacle, I am on my way. I will see you all Sunday afternoon, and we're going to church like church is going out of style down in Dallas, Georgia. My good, I can't even call them friends, my family members, Bishop Glover, Mother Glover, and I'm not preaching until you sing Sweeping Through the City, and we shout for at least 45 minutes. Then I will preach. We're on our way down there for a men's conference on this coming Sunday. We on our way. You just need to be there. Call our office for more information. Listen, I've got something to share with you today. We're going to wrap up this text, Mark chapter 10, and I pray it blesses your life. And listen, I need everybody on this call to make sure you repost this video. Everybody on this call, repost this video so that God can continue to bless people around the world. Mark chapter 10. And they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples, Jesus, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And casting away his garment, he arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? What was Jesus saying? What do you want me to do for you? That's what I want to talk about today. What do you really want Jesus to do for you? I need you to think about that. Let that marinate for a moment as we back up and go forward. So here you have this blind man. First, he was dealing with his condition. He was blind. It kept him in a perpetual state of darkness. He could hear what's around him, but he couldn't see. And in my opinion, sight is one of the greatest of the five senses that we have. At least I can see where I'm going. So he was stripped. I don't know how. It could have been from birth. It could have been from an accident. But he was blind. He could not see. Here's my question. How many people with sight still can't see? How many people with eyes still can't see? They can't see just how good God has been to them. They can't see that today is just one day in your journey. They can't see that whatever's holding them now won't be able to hold them for long. There are many people who have sight but still can't see. But Bartimaeus was confined. He was alone. This is another weapon that the enemy uses upon us that the believers have to learn how to switch. Family, you don't need a whole lot of people around you to cheer you on. Sometimes you've got to be able to cheer yourself on. The greatest thing that God created on the human body was not the lips, hips, or fingertips. It was the elbow. Why? Because the elbow is created at a certain way that you can always bend it and pat your own self on the back. I've learned how to pat my own self on the back. If don't nobody tell me I'm wonderful, I'm going to pat my own self on the back. You've got to learn how to encourage yourself. You've encouraged everybody else. Now encourage yourself. He had to deal with his confinement and learn how to encourage himself. The courage that he had came out when he knew that Jesus was coming. He hollered. He couldn't hold it anymore. Family, every day is your day to holler. Every day is your moment to get in touch with God. This courage caused him to holler even louder when people told him to be quiet. Who are you to tell me what we're not going to do? Who are you to tell me what I can't have? Who are you to tell me that I've got to be sick forever? How can you tell me those things, one, when you are not my God, two, when you have no idea of the strength that's on the inside of me in spite of what I'm going through? So he hollered even more. He had the courage to holler when people told him no. Family, I want you to know that the word no, y'all hear me, the word no has been spelled wrong. The word no has been spelled wrong. N-O, that's wrong. The word no needs to be turned around. Every time somebody tells you no, flip it around and let them know it's on now. It's not no, it's on. How many times have you stopped at no when your breakthrough is going to happen when you turn it on? Oh, I felt that. I got to pat myself on the back again. He was called. What I love about this part is that when he got the courage to turn that no into an on, he got called. The same people that told him to be quiet now had to usher him to Jesus. I got to give you this. Family, stop worrying about your haters, because God will make your haters your elevators. Your haters are the ones who are going to have to say, you know what? It's your turn. I was standing here waiting to get to them, but it's your turn now. See, what I'm learning now, stop worrying about what people are saying about you. You've got to do what God has called you to do. But getting close to Jesus is going to cost you something. We dealt with this. It's going to cost you something. What did it cost this man? It cost him his garment. He had to take off one of the only possessions that he had and leave it so that he could get closer to Jesus. Your deliverance, your breakthrough, your next level is going to cost you a sacrifice. Then he had to rise. He had to come up out of what he's in. Family, there are some friends and family members that you're going to have to leave where you are to get closer to Jesus. And then he had to come. He had to begin to make the steps forward. Let me give it to you again. He had to make a sacrifice. He had to come up, then he had to go forward. Family, you've got to come forward. You can't stay where you are and expect something new to happen. Insanity says that if you're doing the same thing all the time and expecting a different result, you're going to get the same thing. Then here's what I need to get to today and what we're going to close with. Jesus says to him, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do? Most people will get this wrong. What do you want me to do? God, give me money. God, give me the mate that I want. Give me the house that I want. No, what do you want me to do? This man says, I just need you to heal me. Give me my sight. Do the part in me that's broken. Because if you give me my sight, I'll have what I need to make money. I'll be able to do what I need to get what I want. But I need this healing on the inside. Because my sight was connected to my self-esteem, connected to my self-worth. I want you to correct the only thing that's breaking me down, my sight. Family, what are you really asking God for? If you're asking him for stuff, you can get stuff, but stuff won't make you happy. If you're asking him for relationships, you can get a relationship. You're cute, but it's not going to make you happy. I found out that my happiness is not in my mate. My happiness is in me. I found out that if you really don't get to the core of what you're really believing God for, you'll just ask for stuff, and you'll never truly be happy. This man got to the core of where he was, and he says, I need my sight. I need you to hear what Jesus says to him. Thy faith has made thee whole. This man was dealing with something incurable. throughout the land. He had been blind just about all his life, but he was willing to trust God with the one thing nobody else could do for him. And Jesus says, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. I need you to hear this. Your healing and your deliverance is in process of while you go. Now that you've heard this word, you can't sit where you are and wait on it. You got to go like it's already happened. I don't know what step the healing came, one, two. How scary it must have been for that man to turn away from Jesus after hearing these life-changing words and his eyes still blind. I don't know what step it was. Could have been 10, 12. Could have been the next day. But the text says that immediately he received his sight. Immediately. The moment he believed in Jesus, immediately he received his sight. How far will you have to go before your healing comes? Doesn't matter. Just keep walking and watch God do something incredible. I believe in God, and I believe in you. And I believe in God for your breakthrough today. Let's pray. Father, how awesome you are, how magnificent you are, that you always give us a word at the right time, and you give it to the right people. So, God, I pray this moment that there are those who have lined up their personal testimony with that of Bartimaeus. But, God, they finally have gotten to the conclusion and knowing that you do all things well. And that today, God, our healing is not depending upon our increase. It's not depending upon our good looks. It's not depending on what we have, but it's depending upon our faith. So, God, we're going to take just a moment right now, God, and cast all our cares upon you and empower our faith to know that you can do anything and everything at any time. There's nothing you cannot do. The only thing you can't do, God, is fail. So, God, as we cast all our cares upon you, we're doing the same thing that Bartimaeus is doing. We're lifting our faith, and we're believing you for healing today, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in every area of our life. We speak healing. So, God, we bless you now, and we count it done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Family, I'm praying for you today. It's been a fantastic week, and I need you to pray for me. God is doing some amazing things, and I just need you to keep continuing to lift us up in prayer. Know that I love you, and that's why we get up every morning to meet you at this point, just to share a word into your life. And I pray that it is a blessing to you. So don't forget to repost this video. That's key. Let's get this word around the world. And I'm going to see you bright and early Sunday morning. Monday. Yeah, I will see you Sunday morning. Log on. Log on Sunday morning so you can get this word right there at the center of hope. I love you all. I got to get out of here. So let's go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. Pat yourself on the back. Peace.